This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Global trade is where we go now. There was some fresh data out this morning from the World Trade Organization. Once a quarter, the WTO puts together what it calls a barometer of global goods trade. Goods, of course, stuff, not services. The WTO says goods trade volumes are going to pick up in the short term after being kind of droopy the past 12 months or so. Marketplace's Justin Ho spent his day asking people where global trade might be headed.
Two areas where trade has really picked up: auto parts and electronic components. Coleman Nee, senior economist at the World Trade Organization, says that's likely because demand for vehicles is high, especially electric vehicles.
There's been pretty strong growth in that one sector. It's sort of the one area that's standing out.
Nee says that says a lot about how consumers are feeling.
People tend to not make big ticket purchases when they're feeling uncertain about the future. So there's probably some degree of recovery of economic sentiment on the part of consumers.
But part of the reason why trade seems so good right now is because last year was not great. Phil Levy is chief economist at the supply chain management company Flexport. He says 12 months ago for car makers, getting semiconductor chips and other auto parts were still problems,
which have gotten themselves largely sorted out. And you were seeing that reflected in the numbers.
Meanwhile, the WTO says raw materials trade is struggling. Think lumber. Levy says importers are still trying to figure out what consumers want to buy and how much.
People are trying to find what is the right level. What do I want to have for inventories? What is demand going to look like? You've seen demand swinging around.
There are signs that global trade is starting to normalize. For instance, last year, many consumers shifted their spending away from goods and towards services. But Megan Schoenberger, senior economist with KPMG, says that trend could be ending.
Goods and services trade may be in more of a balance that was similar to the pre-pandemic level. So people are buying goods and also buying services around the same amount.
And that, Schoenberger says, looks a lot like global trade before the pandemic. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.